Cosmic Shabbatim is concerned, so the Rambam is also made it. Only Rashi Shkirsayis can begin the Cosmic Shabbatim. But the question is, as far as the Chosin Mechirin is concerned, what's the difference between Shtore Arvoy and Shtore Mechirin? Then the Rambam is Chelek on the Vein Ani Meide Pesach. He is Chelek on the Rabbi Yisuf. Rabbi Yisuf from Ligash and the Rif. And he Shikin is that Shtore Arvoy is kosher not only by Shtore Mechirin, but also by Shtore Arvoy to be given from Chosin Mechirin. Mishibodim, so it goes without saying, I mean, of course, according to Rashi, so it can be given from Mishibodim also. But the Rambam and the Rabbi Yisuf of the Rambam agree that there cannot be any gviyah from Mechosim Mishibodim. There cannot be any gviyah from Mechosim Mishibodim. But there is a machlekes whether there can be a gviyah from Mechosim Necheri. So the question, what does it mean? If let's say there is a shtalvoy that says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and the judges executed that shtar, so the Rabbi Yisuf of the Rambam say he cannot be given. Shimon cannot be given from Reuven, even from the Chosin Mechir. What does it deal with? What case does it deal with? Where Reuven is made, so then who is concerned about the shtar? So does Baldin Kimeidim though. But so the Rabbeis of the Rambam have reference to the case where the shtar that was executed by Ahoye says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and Shimon, the Malve, the alleged Malve, he produces the shtar and the Asu by Ahoye, and Reuven denies it. He's cave, he's not made. So According to the Rambam, so Shimon is given from the Chosin Mechir. Even though Reuven says, I paid you, all right, it's true, I borrowed $1,000, but I paid you. And Shimon says, you paid me, how come that I didn't surrender the shtar to you? So there is a biro of shtar beyond my boy. So according to the Rambam, Shimon can be given from Chosin Mechir, even though Reuven says Paraiti, but he's not known to say Paraiti, because Torah of my boy, it has a din shtar, and by shtar, the Levi is not known to say Paraiti, because Torah of my boy, and according to the Rabbis of the Rambam, so in the case of Shtore Arvoye, where the Levi says Paraiti, so Mele, he cannot say Shtore B'yodah my boy and the Levi is them. So in other words, the gist of the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Rabbi Yisuf is whether Shtore Nasa B'Achoyes, which is certainly true, because Achoyes L'mara Nafshai, so according to the Rambam, that Levi is not the one to say Paraiti, we say Shtar B'yodah my boy. According to the Rabbi Yisuf of the Rambam, we don't apply the principle of Shtar B'yodah my boy Ligabi Shtar that was executed Bachos. So this is the Machlekes. Then the Raivet, he agrees with the Rabbi Yisuf of the Rambam. Omar Avraham, Yofe Hiro Rabbi Yisuf, Shafilo Yishtar Chayv Shalhen, שהשטר האלה באחוי שלהם וחסמי נקום אין הגילים משובדים אין דד הרמבה מגריז דלס לקולה הילקח אפשר שנבחר ולא יטובה he says but Raivis Kashi is why do you separate Monef you agree with me that the right girl says is given mechare is given mechare so in other words ishtar that is nasa ba'achoy is cannot be given from the Chosin Mishibodim, only from the Chosin Mechirin. Why can't it be given from the Chosin Mishibodim? Milve Bishtar is given from the Chosin Mishibodim. The answer is, Goyim, honest Goyim, they don't lie. But Eidim Danat, if Eidim Danat, it's not Ishtar. It's not Ishtar. So if it's not Ishtar, so how can you apply the principle of Shtar, but you're not going? So what the Rambam says, obviously the Rambam says, in regard to Shtobi or the my boy, it is considered Ishta. Because Acho is Lamara Nafshai. But in regard to Gvir from Chosim Shibodim, it's not considered Ishta. So that's Machlokes. Then let's continue the Rosh Rambam. Vein ani meide bezeh. אם לא יודו דיון ישראל לקחי שטר זה הנעשה באחורי של עקום ני סני לשני עקום זה שלא בפני זה וכן לי שנמצא כל אחד מהם כמשיח ותמי וגי בבני נחר סודה זה ברמבה מסגרס not like Rashi מסגרס גיל נחר אבל אם תאר פנדי מפני שאין לי כאר שערי ליודו על הכוחס במה שנעשה ביה אוקיי Now let's see the Magnishn. Shtar Shekosu, there is a very long Magnishn. Shtar Shekosu, the Holoshim, of the Holk Savim, or also name repair, and maybe Tiona, Nona, Amena, Hashtar, Pasoye, Viva, Loch, Avokol, Ashtar, such was me, and Akum, Harenu, Pusu, Dash, and Vin, Nelu, Roba, Asforis, Vin, and the Kinsit, and Admor, Usforis, and the Forshins, our Pikitsa. Pikitsa. שנינו במישן כל השטורי ישראל ואחורי של עקום אף על פי שכסמי נעקום כשיר חוץ מגדים נושים שכו עבר ובמור כפוסי מתונה לא ישנה מאחד לא ישנה מתון בישרים מאחד יוי זו כמה יוי דיקון ושטור הרי בעלנו דיל עד יוי זו כמה יוי לב מרן אפשר להיכנס בשטורי אל מתון ומה יקונו ובאי שטורי ואי שטורי חס ובעלמי או משמו את מי מוחו סדים יבואי צריך מתונה חוץ מחגית נושים חוץ מחגית נושים אי צ'ם רבין ישראל הלך שורי תחלפוי את האחוי אומר לרפרם אחוי זנה ודווקא אחוי זנה מקפ לשייך ופרק המי תיונן רב פופק אבוס וכם משתור פסוי דוביל ואחוי של עקום מיקרו שני עקום זה של מזה וחבר הכנסי הלפתומי ומגבל משאבדי וצרשת גרסי ויש גרסי מחרד זה רמבה מסגרסי והנה דאס רגעים עם זהו, ורבינו לפסי כלושן אחרי, because there are two machines, in גמורה דפיות, whether תונה חוץ מגיטי נושים, או תונה חוץ מייך גיטי נושים. So the Rambam שיטי is to pass on a second lושן, ורבינו לפסי כלושן אחרי, שאומרו תונה חוץ מגיטי נושים, שרי צרימה שכל שטר שהוא פיגט, שהשטר הוא שטר הקנויה ושיבו את הנימי אותו ויש לי פורש לפי דייתם זאת דאף על גב דקיימלון לדין למלכוס את הנה כי מבוי הפרקים לחזיר ועבידה הנה מילה במשותי אלס למלך בני המסן שלה ומה שמחוקף whatever is important for the welfare of the state for the proper functioning of the state but something when the melech tries to interfere regulate private matters, so that they don't say the Malchus of them. Aber bitvor in Shmnod no chavere, ein dini bohem di. Vyroche koma al yiboy yiseime, lo yamrinen bichoho dini de Malchus of them. Vitome chutz mechu gidinoshim, vein rai gmur hefak in ze. Vinechliko rabbeinu zao, vrabbei sov, shtor alvoye maye yidino. Mifi shalo yiske o bisug yezu, because gmur only spells out shtar mecha. Shtar alvoye di gmur doesn't mention. ודאס רבי סוף להשווי סוף לשתור עם התומה והטעם שלהם הוא מפני שאף על פי שהוא סובב לתמין דאס רבי סוף ושתור אלבויה if the levy is not made either levy is made not shy so it does not make made dumb we don't need star we don't need anything but if the levy says parayti so then even though there's a star and asaba achoyes but since the Rambam passes like the second version that by shlovi kinyen So it's not good. So the male, this is not ishtaret. No, it is. It's chasbalmes. So they're honest. So the male, it's not ishtar. So he cannot say shtar beyond my boy. Only if it has a chaleishem shtar. But a shtar anasibachoyes. So does not have a din shtar. That's the rabbeisa. Vidas rabbeisa flashveis on shtar matone. והטעם שלהם הוא מפני שאף על פי שהוא ניקה במועז ובורלון שקיבלון ולאמר נפשוי מכל מוקים אם לא ימח מס השדה או יסומיו וזומיו ועל פה שאולי נמר לאמא פרייתי וכיוון שכן היש תורך חס ודלנו So Mele, he's never to say Paraiti, because Shtar Biyoda, my boy, but this is no Shtar. Vein Deimel Inecha. Vishamecha, so they obeyed him, Mariu, Kimecha, Vishtar, Lechol Dovo. Vanan Sadi Dila, the Yotzuzi Kamaile, Marana Rashai. Vinirali, Lifishitezu, the Ho, the Rapote. Now this is something that one has to concentrate upon. Because I mean, but it's a very, very reasonable what he says. Rav Popes memory. Rav Popes memory. This more. Rav Popes kavos li kamei shtore pasoye. Di ovid ba choy shalakum. Mikro lishni kusim ze shalai bifni ze. Bisn siach lefitume yumadvi mishabli. So Rashi's Gersi is Magbel Mishabd. The Rambam's Gersi is Magbel Nechar. What would one say? What is the Gersi of the Rabbeisof of the Rambam and the Raivet? So one would be tempted to say, of course, it's Kalachena. If the Rambam, who holds that by Shtar Alvoy, who has seen Bachoy Shalak, so the Levi is not meant to say Parayit. So his Gersi is Magbel Nechar. Alachas kamo v'chamo that the Rabbi Migash, the Rif and the Raive, who say that he is namon to say Paraiti. We don't say Shtarbion, my boy. They certainly couldn't be geiris umag lebei mishabde, but they have to be geiris umag lebei midnechar. So the Magnishna says no. The Rambam, of course, has to be geres in Rav Popes memre, Kavos, Rav Popes, Kavos, the Kamishter, Paso, David Bachel, Shlakum, Makrish, Nikusin, Zeshim, Zenisir, Ultimi, Magd, Nechar, because according to the Rambam, Rav Popes, this Gemore has reference to Shtar Avoy, Mashenkin, Rav Yeset, Nigash, and the Rif, and the Raivet, they apply this Gemore not to Shtar Avoy. Not to Shtar Avoy, they apply it to Shtar Mechir, because the halacha is that Hamechir, so they obey him. So then, suppose it, somebody Ruvain sells his sobe to Shimon, baby, and then Levi, who is the Malve, so what happened? So to Shimon, and so Shimon gave money to Ruvain, he gave him $1,000 for the field, and for that money, Ruvain sold his sode to Shimon. So now, who has possession of the sode? Shimon has possession of the sode. Then Levi, who is a malve, a creditor of Ruvain, so who lent Ruvain $1,000 a year before. So Mele Ruvain Sode was Mishube to Levi. Now Shimon has the possession of the Sode. So he comes and he takes away the Sode from Shimon. Because he has a new Rebishtar. Levi has a new Rebishtar against Ruvain, so he collects it. Now Shimon is entitled to a refund of the money. He gave him $1,000. Now it was for a sode, and that sode was taken away. So then Shimon comes to Besdin, and he wants to get back the $1,000, because the sode was taken away from him. He was mecher sodeo b'achayis, some mele. He wants to get back the money. Gets the money. And the halacha is Hamecher Sodeo Beedin Bachayes can be gave even from the Chosim Shibonim. Can be gave even from the Chosim Shibonim. So the Magid Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yosef Migash and the Rif and the Raivet, this memory in the Gemara of Rav Popes, does not have reference to Shtar Avoy, but it has reference to Shtar Mechire. It has reference to Shtar Mechire. So suppose somebody would sell his sode al dikesef, al dikesef, and bifnei natishta, and then the malve of the meicher would come and collect, take away the sode. Then the rikeach who gave money for the sode would be entitled to collect his the money that he gave for the sode, even from the likuches of the meicher. Even if there hadn't been, even if it had been just bishta, be'edim, not bishta. So mele, in the case where Ruvein sold the sode to Shimon, bishtar also al the achoyes, since they are honest and they tell the truth, so it's considered like mecher sodeu lechaveri be'edim, shaloi bishtar, because the testimony by the judges is as good as Eidus Balpeh, and Eidus Balpeh. So if the malve of the mecher takes away the sadeh, then the lekeach is entitled to collect back the money that he gave to the mecher, and if the mecher doesn't have, so he collects it even from the sadeh that he sold from the chosim shebodim. So mele, that's the gemara of Hamina. Omar lihu kavuni banos hochem Hamina haishter pasoi. Israel. Let's say Reuven sold his sode to Shimon, and he gave him ishtar that was executed by Achoyes, and then the malve of the Meicher took away the sode. Then the Lekeach now is trying to collect the money that he gave, so he can be gave from the Meicher the money, even from the Rikuchas, even from the Chosin Shimon. So according to the Rif and the Rambam, if one doesn't concentrate on the Magid Mishnah, you think that this Magid Mishnah is amazing. The Rambam, who says that shtar voye osu ba'achoyes, so the Levi is not the one to say parayti, because we say shtar b'yod my boye, he has the girl self magn chos mechirin, and the Rambam and the Rambam Nigash and the Rif, who say that by Shtar Alvoye also Ba'achoye, so not only he cannot be gave from the Chosim Shibodim, the Leve is in Nemon to say Poraiti, we don't say Shtar Yod my boy, because it's no Shtar, it's a Chosim Ba'ome, he has the gills in the Nachtim Chosim Boye, so that would be a paradox. No, the answer is, it's not a paradox. Because according to the Migash and the Rif and the Raivet, this Gemara does not have reference to Shtar Alvoy, it has reference to Shtar Mechir, and gave Mechosin Shebodim that the Likeach, who gave money for the Sade, when he wants to get a refund of the money, and he cannot get a refund except from the Likuchas, so he's gave even from the Likuchas. So there is, because Mechosin Shebodim, because Hamecha Sodei Obeidim Bachayes, even without Ishtar, so it's a Milba Ope, he can also be given from the Chosim Shabbat. This is what the Magid Mishnah says. Again, V'nechlo k'Rabbeinu Zal v'Rabbeisov Shtar Alvoye Maya Yedino Lefi Shalu Yizkro B'Sug Yezu V'Das Rabbeisov L'Ashveisov Nishtor Matone V'Atam Shalemu V'Pnei Sh'af Al Pishu Mikabo Mois U'Borlon Shekiblon דלימר נפשיי מכל מוקים אם לא ימחמס השטר הויסו מיל וזו מיל והרפה שיינם עולים על הפרייטי וכיוון שכן הישטור יחס לדענו ונידינו למחה לבי שעמך סודי ובעידים הרי כמייך בשטר לכל דובו וענן סעד דילה ודיוי וזוזה כמאי למר נפשיי ונראה לי לפי שיטה זו דוד רפות בשטר מחה שנתחף המקח מן הלקח ובו לגביס מחמס החי שבי והם גרסים מגלם משבדי like Rashi's גרסה except that Rashi applies it to Shtar Alvoye and the Rimigash and the Rif and the Raiva to apply it to Shtar Mecha וכדיקאי מול עמך הסודי ואין גאים נחוסים שבודים כמבוי הפרק יד א' ורבינו זל סייבר שעיקר השיבות חול מחמס קבול הסמויס לעניין תנס פורייטי יוחלים על אשתו ביודם היבוי והוא זל גרעיס ומגבי מבני חרי ובשתורי אלבויו לפי גרסה זו בהכח die bistar mecha ligor mecha sadei beidim shigivim shubodim v'arazal kosav v'asov geis omer avrom yofei yorabeisov beyot vorov שאפילו בחייב מידה או בסייר זמני איני גיבן משבודים הילקח עם חייב תאין לך זמן פוראיתי נאמו כי דנהי צי אולוב צב ידי כי מפוי הפרק י' Now let's see another מחלקס השם. Here we have a מחלקס between the Rambam and the Rabbi Yisrael and the Rambam in connection with Ishtar also Ba'achois, whether we apply the principle of Tzor B'yodim Agboye or not. So according to the Rambam, we apply the principle of Shtobi of my boy, and the Leve is not named to say Paraiti, because the Malve can tell him, you paid, how come that I am able to produce a Shtar? And the Abesov and the Ravid say, we don't apply the principle of Shtobi of my boy, because this is no Shtar. Shtobi of my boy, it has to be a Shtar. We find a similar Machlekes Lashem in regard to Shtar, Halvoy of Savyodi, without Yersin. So there we also find. Now let's turn for a moment to the Rambam in Pirkei Yud Aleph of Hilchos Maor Galim. Heitzi olof ksav yodei shul chayim ve'in shemeidim af al pi shehuza ksav yodei bibezdin harei ze kimil ve'al peh lechol dovo. So it's mil ve'al peh ksav yodei is does not have the din of mil b'shtar. He cannot be gave from the chosim shibadi. All right, he cannot be gave from the chosim shibadi. That's, everybody agrees with that. Can the leve say poraiti? Or he cannot say poraiti because the malve can say, you paid, how come that I have your promise or no, that you wrote with your handwriting? Your shtar in my hands. If you pay it, so then you probably would demand that I should surrender to you the shtar. How come that I didn't surrender to you? So the Rambam says that by shtar, halvoy of ksav yodei, without chesimus eidim, so he cannot say poraiti. We do not say shtar b'yodei my boy. So according to so the Rambam, holds that shtar osu ba'achoyes is more effective as a shtar than shtar of Savyodi. Shtar also the Achoye is, it's not given from the Chosim Shibodi, but he, the lady is not named to say Paraiti. We apply the din of Shtobi of my boy, Ligabi Shtar also the Achoye is. But Shtar of Savyodi, so not only cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodi, the lady is named to say Paraiti. That's the sheet of the Rambam. So you have to understand why the shtar also ba'achoye is stronger, more effective than the shtar of Xavion. The Ramban agrees with the Rambam Shite, but the Balamoyer and the Rashbo achilik on the Rambam. In other words, in regard to shtar also ba'achoye, so you have a machlekes between the Rambam on one end and the Rabbeisov of the Rambam on the other. According to the Rabbeisov of the Rambam, Shtar also ba'achoyes, so we don't apply the Aloch of Shtar b'yode, my boy, and the Leve is never to say poraiti. According to the Rambam, we do apply the Aloch of Shtar b'yode, my boy, the Leve is not never to say, and the Leve, according to the Rambam, the Leve is not never to say poraiti. In regard to Shtar of Ksav Yode, so the Rambam and the Ravid agree that we cannot say Shtar B'yod my boy, the Levi is Nemon to say Paraiti, but the Rashbo and the Balamoya, they say that by Shtar of Ksav Yode, the Levi is not Nemon to say Paraiti, because the Malve can tell him, if it is so as you claim that you paid it, how come that I still am able to produce the Shtar? Let's see the Magid Mishnah. Heitzel of Ksav Yode Shul Chayev Lei Mishne Ptzei Biel Get Poshut Heitzel of Ksav Yode Shul Chayev Lei Geir Nuchos Menchayev Umashi Kosef Afo Pish Uruzak Bebezen Rotzalei Masha Niskai Kimbura Bigmora Vim Ton Shepora So is Nemo Svogas Agenim Zal Ksuga Ba'alochis שנמון לימה פרייטי, וכן כוסף הרמב״ן זר, אולי דה רמב״ן, אינדס דה שיטס הגני, דה רמב״ן שיטי, ומפני שנגיע למשובות, and the reason is why the Gaini and the Ramban say that by Shtar Ksav Yodei we don't say Shtar Yodei my boy and Memele the Levi is Nemon to say Paraiti, because for the same reason that it's not given Chosm Shibodi, so it's a Raya, it does not have a Chalais Din Shtar. If it didn't Chalais Din Shtar, so then he would be able to be given Chosm Shibodi. So it's a Mil Valpe. If it's a Mil Valpe, so by Mil Valpe the Levi is always Nemon to say Paraiti, it's a Kifarak. Only by Mila Bishtar is not Nemon because story of my day. But this is not considered as a Mila Bishtar. That's the Lomdes of the game and of the Ramban. So that Lomdes makes a lot of sense according to the game and the Ramban. But it doesn't make so much sense on the surface according to the Ramban. Because Monefshah, if there is an analogy between the Gvir from the Chosim Mishibodi, not being able to be Gvir from the Chosim Mishibodi, and not being able and being Nemon to say Paraiti, so then the Rambam should agree with the Rabbeis of Ligabi Shtar Oso Bachois, since Ligabi no Chosim Mishibodi, it cannot be Gvir, so it's not Ishtar. If it's not Ishtar, so how can we apply Shtar Yad Magboi? So the Rambam is difficult, it requires an explanation. Alright, anyway, the Chinkas for Ramban Zal and the Shinigidim Shibot. The Rivam Foshim Achim Zal. Avo Rabinu Zerachia, there's the Baramoya, the Arashbo, Nechlikalim, the Omru Shein in Nemon Leva Parait. In other words, so the Baramoya and the Rashbo say that Ligabe, Shtar of Ksav Yodei, so they say the same thing that the Rambam says Ligabi Shtar Oso Bachois. The Rambam Ligabi Shtar Oso Bachois makes a distinction between Gvir from Chos Mishibodim. He cannot be given Chos Mishibodim because it's not a Mil Bishtar, it's like a Mil Valpe, but Ligabi Shtar Biyadah Boi it's considered like a Mil Bishtar. So according to the Balamoya and the Rashbo, Ksav Yodei the same thing. Ligabi Gvir HaMechos Mishibodim, it's not a Mila Bishtar, but Ligabi Shtar Biyod my boy, it is like a Mila Bishtar. That's what he says. Avol HaRav Rav Nizrachi V'Rash Bozal Nechluk Alein V'Omru Sheinu Nemo Lima Paraiti V'im Yeish B'Chzah. No, that's something else. Now the question is, the Kashi is against the Rambam. Kashi is against the Rambam. So against the Raivet we have no Kashi, because the Raivet Shita is that being in the case of Shtar Hosu Bachois and in the case of Shtar of Ksav Yodei, we see the same thing, that since it's not a real Shtar, so it's a new Valpeh, so it's not given Chos Mishibodim, and since it's not a real Shtar, so he cannot say Shtar B'yodim Eboi. But the Rambam, in the case of Shtar Osu Bachois, it's not a real Shtar Ligabi Gvien Chos Mishibodim, but it is considered like a Shtar Ligabi Shtar B'yodim Eboi. The Levi is not known to say Paraiti, but in connection with Shtar of Ksav Yodei, So then it's not Ishtar Ligabi Gvir Mechos Mishibodim, it's not even Ishtar Ligabi Shtar Biyad my boy. That has to be explained. Now, something else has to be considered. The Aloha of Shtar Biyad my boy, what kind of a Rai is it? Is it a Rai of Shtars? It's a Rai of Shtars. In other words, because that's one of the Halochas in Shtars. After all, Shtar is mivar many things for the exercise of Shtaris. Let's say a get is written before the gerushin takes place. A shtar alvoye is written before the alvoye takes place. Still, if an isha comes to Bezin and produces a get, and she doesn't produce a misire, how does Bezin know that there was gerush? Maybe the Baal signed the get, he thought of giving her a get, and then he decided not to divorce her. The answer is, this exists a question of shtaris. The fact that the Isha holds the shtar, that's a raya that the ger should take place. The fact that the alleged Mikavu Matone hold produces the shtar, that's a raya that the Matone took place. The fact that the Marve is able to produce the shtar indicates, proves, that the Alvoya took place. Even though at the time of the Chassidus Eidim, the Eidim themselves didn't know whether Halvoy would take place, a Gerish would take place, a Kinyan Matone would take place. But that's the Raya of Shtaris. So maybe we can say that's also the Raya of Shtaris, because the Derech HaElam is a prudent businessman. When Ruvain borrows $1,000 from Shimon and gives him a promissory note, that so it is the practice of a prudent person that when he's ready to pay the debt to Shimon, he says to Shimon, all right, I'm paying you the debt, I'm giving you the debt, but first surrender the shtar. And if Shimon produces the shtar, so the shtar is mivarer, the shtar is made that it wasn't paid. In the same way as the shtar is mivarer, when the Isha produces a get, that she was nisgarsh, even though they themselves, when they signed it, didn't know whether she was nisgarsh. So in the same way, if the malve is able to produce the shtar alvoye, so the shtar is made that it wasn't paid. Because had it been paid, so it would have been surrendered. And the malve wouldn't be in a position to produce the shtar. So it's a raya of shtars. Or maybe it's not a raya of shtars. Maybe it's a choches dodis. Now it's an extraneous evidence, not a raya of Vedas. Let's say as far as the Gerushin itself is concerned, so the whole shtar is written for that purpose, in order to divorce her. Otherwise, why does he write again? As far as the alvoy is concerned, so that's the whole purpose of the shtar. But some mailers say that the shtar is made. If the malve produces a shtar, there was alvoy. The shtar is made that if the isha produces a get, that there was gerush. Mashinkin migal to peroyim, so you can't say that the whole purpose of the shtar alvoy being written is that it should be used to be surrendered to the leve when the leve pays up. That's the reason as to why a leve executes a shtar alvoy in order that the malve should be able to surrender it to him. That is, then later on, when he pays, so he says, listen, I'm a businessman, I don't want, you know, to pay twice, so you surrender to me. So it's not a guy of shtaris. So why do we say, shtobi of my boy, that's a choches dodis, that's an extraneous choche. In other words, it's like the choche, the Mishnah in Ksuve says, is entitled to a ksuve of Masai. An amono, a grusho, is entitled only to a ksuve smon. Now suppose a husband divorces his wife, or she is widowed, and then the widow wants to collect from the chosim of the ocean. And then there is a litigation between the husband and his divorced wife, or a litigation between the Yorshim and the Almono as to whether she got married as a Psalom Melech is entitled to collect from the Chosin Mosaim, or she was got married as an Almono, as a Gurusho, so Melech is entitled to collect only Mono. So the Mishnah says like this, Hoyisho daftes bovam beis, Hoyisho shenisam aloin shenisgarshu. He marries Psulon is a son. So I have to give you only mono, not Masai. Im yeshedim sheyotza beinumo, vireishe peruach suvosa Masai. Because that was the derech that when Psula got married, so she walked to the wedding without the hair being covered. And then after Nisuin, so she started to cover her hair. So if there are Eidim who testified that as she was walking to the wedding, she was marching to the chuppah, so it was Risha Porua, so that's a Raya Brura, that she was Ipsu, she got married as Ipsu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brei came here, Afchilu Klo Yisrael. That's the source for that minhag, which is not to be admired and appreciated, but it's based upon that. But the way it was done, Bizman Chazal, was done with dignity. And today it's not done with dignity. You know, when you have a nufuf in many shows, so then people throw candy at the host. You know that. And some people are even carrying on Shabbos in order to make kind that mitzvah, you know, of throwing candy, at the host. And Orthodox, so then they make arrangements, you know, and they bring Friday in the shul candy, and then in order to accommodate all the children to throw as much candy at the chosen as possible. So the moker for that minig is this missioning service. Rabbi Yechan ben Nuri, but Bizman Chazal there was a custom that in Psula got married, so candy was distributed to all the children who attended the wedding. I mean, yeah, I think it's a nice project. Instead of throwing candy at the chosen and Shabbos at the roof, most of the time it involves Chil Shabbos, so they should introduce the practice of inviting children to a wedding and then give the children candy and distribute to their children, let the children eat the candy. I mean, would arouse a very favorable response, especially from the children, you know. They would be invited to the weddings and then they would get candy distributed to them. So that was the universal practice of Bizman Chazal. When Ipsula got married, so at the wedding, children got candy distributed to them. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, if there is a litigation between the husband and his divorced wife as to whether the marriage took place when she was a psula or she was a grusha or an almono, so then if two Eidim come and testify, they say, we don't know whether the kala was a psula or an almono, but we know one thing, that all the children got candy at that wedding. So that's a raya brura and it can be made. Mosar, is that a raya of shtores? That's a raya that is based upon minig of people. So the shach mentions that minig is the basis of to be made simon. Here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that if Eidim testify, they don't know a thing, whether she was a psula or a kosher, mono, they don't know a thing. They only know one thing, that when this woman in question got married, so all the children got candy distributed. Some Mary can be matey mommy. We are matey from the husband. And the halach is a matey mechaveri all of a raya. So the isha, the kosher, she is the matey. So that's right. So minig is also a raya. What kind of a raya is this? Raya of Eides? All right, here we have Eidim that was done, but the main raya is minig neodo. Minig neodo. So mele, the minig of prudent people is, whenever they pay up a debt, they demand the surrender of the promissory note. That's the minig of people. Prudent people act that way. So now then the malve is able to produce the shtar, the promissory note, the river says, I paid you. So then the malve says, how come that I still have the shtar? I forgot I was absent-minded, I had my problems, I forgot to ask for a son of shtar. Or he says, you did, sir. Sir, I forgot to ask, for some reason you have forgotten, and you told me that you forgot to take it, so I trusted you, I didn't know that you are that kind of a person. So the halacha is, no, shtar, you're my boy. He's not nemut siparaiti. So either one way of saying it, that's also Reif Shtoris. The other way of saying it, no, that's not Reif Shtoris. When the question is, did Alvoy take place or not, then it's a Reif Shtoris, because the Shtar is written for that purpose. But the Shtar is not written for the purpose of being surrendered when he pays up the debt. So how is it we say story of my boy? It's on the basis of a Choche studies, of an extraneous Choche, like Chilukloyes is a riot. Because in other words, people usually act according to certain practices. And the practice of prudent people is to demand a surrender of the promissory note when the Leve is ready to pay up the debt. And now he didn't act that way, so it's a riot, wasn't paid. Because he had he paid, he would have acted in conformity to the practice of prudent people. So it's a Choches Doris, it's not a Reif Shtoris. I think this is the Machlekes between the Rishayim. Now, here we have the Machlekes in Pirkei Aleph, Hilchos Malah v'Leivi. We have a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban on one hand, and the Balamoyer and the Rashba on the other hand. Ishtar of Savyodi. Ishtar of Savyodi is not Ishtar. It's not Ishtar. So why is it? So that's the reason as to why it's not given in Chosum Shabbat. Because Ishtar has to be. Because Seif Baseifa v'chaseim v'hoi David. There's the positive number. Ishtar has to be. Savyodi is not all it is. But it's a good bureau. It's a good bureau, so, because after all, it's the best bureau in the world. It is as much of a bureau as Ishtar of the Dirsime. Why Ishtar of the Dirsime a bureau? Because when the Dirsime sign Ishtar of Voye, to whom do they give it? To the Malva? No, they give it to the lady. Now the Malva is producing it. How did it come into the hands of the Malva? Obviously, the lady gave it to him. So if the Shtar is written by Savyodi of the Levi, so originally it was in the possession of the Levi, how is it the Malvi is producing it? So in Meire, it's a Raya. But not B'tir Shtores, not B'tir Shtores, not a Raya Shtores. It's like Minek. So if we say that the Halochah of Shtori and my boy is not B'tir Asedis, B'tir Asray of Shtores, it's different than as far as the Alvoy is concerned, as far as the Gershon is concerned. There, it's a Reif of Shtoris, because the whole Shtar is executed for that purpose, in order to make Alvoy. The whole Shtar is executed in order to be Migarish. Why should he write Shtar the Levi, if not for the purpose of making Alvoy, of making a Nove? So, why should the Baal execute the get, if not for the purpose of being Megarish? So, merely when the question arises, was she divorced or not, the woman produces the get. So, we say, the get is made that she was divorced. Because the get was executed for that purpose. Mashiach came when the question is, was it paid or it wasn't paid? You can't say, and the Malveh is able to produce the Shtar, so you can't say the Shtar avoid the fact that the Malveh still has possession of the Shtar is made because here the Shtar avoid was not executed in order to be surrendered. The Shtar avoid was executed in order to make Alvoy, not in order to be surrendered upon Peroy. So why do we say Shtar in Alvoy? That's like the extraneous Choch, like Chlikasek, Chloyes Vegezin, like the distribution of candy at the wedding is a Rai. It's based upon the meaning of people. It's the meaning of prudent people to demand the surrender of the promissory note before they pay up it. So it's extraneous Choch. That's the Shite of the Balamoyer and the Rashbo. So Mele, since it is a Choches Doris, so we apply it even to a Shtar Savyodi too. You'll say, but that's not Shtar. Shtar means Eidi. Kosei b'seifa v'chasein v'hoide. But Savyodi is not Shtar. Call it whatever you want. So call it as a simen, you know, as a button that is given as a simen. So it's still a raya, it's a choches doris, like distribution of candy at the wedding is a raya that she got married as ipsul, because that's the minig niyodom, to distribute candy at the wedding of ipsul. So it's the minig niyodom, whenever a leave pays up a debt, he demands a surrender of the promissory note from the malvet. That's the shite of the Baramoyer and Rashba. The shite of the Genin and the Rambam and the Raibeti is no. It's not a Choches Doris. It's not a Choches Doris. Why couldn't it be effective as a Choches Doris? Why is it different than Chlikas Agezim Ukois? The answer is, of course, because Chlikas Lois Vegezim, people on the whole generally like to conform to the conventions. Indeed, there is such a nice custom, you know, at the wedding to distribute candy when a psula gets married. So in all probability, and perhaps in all certainty, these mechotani also like to conform to that kind of practice. Mashinkin here, truly, it's the practice of putting people to demand the surrender of a shtar. But sometimes a person really forgets. Suppose he did demand the surrender of the lady, and the malva said, well, you know, I have so many problems, I forgot, and I had to go, it was so hectic, I had to go here and I had to go there. I forgot to give the shtar. I'll give it to you tomorrow. And then tomorrow he also forgot. I mean, whatever the reasons, forgot, or he wanted to forget. So there are possible reasons as to why he did not surrender. So maybe it's not a sufficient raya as a choches doris, but mitira shtoris. It is, because there's the law of shtoris. The shtar is mevarer many, many things, but it's a shtoris. But as a choches doris, it's not a sufficient deal. So that's then, I think, the machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Rashbo. Ksav, the Balamoyer and the Rashbo say that the shtar of Ksav Yodei, so the leave is not the municipality. We do apply the principle of Torah, my boy. But it's not ishtar. It's not ishtar. So how does the, as the Magnishna says, Shenemol in operaiti, v'chein kosvaram banzal, umipnei sheni gilim shibodim. The fact that it's not gilim shibodim shows it's not a milu bishtar. So if it's not a milu bishtar, so maybe he cannot say shtar yodim, my boy. Because to them it's a ray of shtoris, it's not a yichoches doris. But the Balamoyer and Rashba say true indeed that it's not a shtar. So it's not a shtar. So it's like a button that is given as a simen, you know. Simen, so that's a good simen. The fact that you are able to produce the shtar and it was not surrendered, so mele is a ray you didn't pay. So it's a yichoches doris. But then the question arises, that's the shite of the Balamoyer and Rashba. They hold that it's a choches doris, my boy. And the shite of the Rambam and the Geinim and the Ramban is that Shtovi and my boy is not a choches doris, it's not an extraneous choche, it is a ray of shtoris. The shtar is made. The shtar is mivar. The shtar is mivar. Because of the practice of people, whenever a leader is ready to pay up a debt, he demands a surrender of the shtar, so mainly it becomes part and parcel of the ray of shtars, of the bill of shtars. Like everything else, the shtar is never. So mainly by Ksav Yodei, he doesn't, by Ksav Yodei, it's not a shtar. So mainly, some mele, you cannot say shtob yod, my boy. So by Ksav Yodei, the leave is never to say polite. Machine, but then the question arises, so why by stories are suyas bachoishva? So be shame according to the Nigashim, the beautiful, you understand? So they say that by shtal voyeo subacho ishlakum, so they are two deliveries, no one to say paraiti. In do acho is the maran of shaye, but it's chasbebaum. That's how the Magnishne in Perik of Zion explained, because it's chasbebaum. So it doesn't have a chalishem shtar. But b'shtamachire is enough, because they were only interested in determining the facts. So it's a good ride. Mashein kein legad to say shtob yod, my boy. That is not a question just of bill. It's not a chochet doris. It's a ray of doris. It doesn't have a chalishem shtar. But the Rambam shittes the control that he cannot say shtob yod, my boy. But he can say shtob yod, my boy, by shtaros b'chois. Even though the Rambam is made that by shtar ksav yodei, so we don't apply shtob yod, my boy, but by shtaros b'chois we do apply shtob yod, my boy. Shtob yod, my boy. What's the difference? Now the Magnishne says that the reason is why the Migash and the Reed say that by Shtar Alvoye, the Leve is Neman to say Paraiti, if we do not say Shtar Biodem my boy, because since we pass like the second version, that Kolash Tore Soidis Bacho Yishlakum is Kshiris, Chutz Mechigit Inoshim, it doesn't apply to Shtar Kinyan, so notice some Mele, if it is. Das Rabbeisov, Lash Vason Lishtorim Atana, Vatam Shalen, who Viknesh Afal Pisho Mikabo Mois, who Bolon Lonish Kiblon, Loimaran of Shai, Mikomokin, in Loimachmas Ashtar, Hoysumil Vesumilva Ope, Shalunemo Lima Leparite, the Him Shahin, Hashtar Hasbami, Vaini Benlimer. So the reason is why the Rabbeisov of the Rambam say that by Shtar Havoye, so the Leve is nemon to say parait, and we don't say shtar beyond my boy, because it's not a shtar, it's a chaspe bound. Alright, so that's the lomdes of the rabbeisof of the Rambam, because the Paschal is second wash, that Bashtor Matone, Bashtor King, and it's not effective, because it's not a shtar, it's a chaspe bound. Why? But the question is, the Rambam also passes like the second version, that Achois, Shtarkiyan, also Bachois, so, Shtarkiyan, also Bachois, so, Shtarkiyan, also Achois, is a Hasbaume, and still, what is it? Shtar, also Bachois, a Hasbaume, and at the same time, we do apply the Aloche of Tob Yod, my boy. So apparently the Rambam Shiti is that there is a difference between Shtor my boye and Shtor Yod my boye and to be given from Chosim Shibodim. In regard to be given from Chosim Shibodim, according to the Rambam, apparently, so it requires a Shtar Kinyan. In view of the fact, two Midrai says of Milval Pei is given from Chosim Shibodim. So midaraisa and at the raisa level, it's the milve who imposes the shibut and the chosim of the leiv. Not the shtar, even in milve al pei is gim chashim. But the chachomim are misakit, for whatever reason, because of the kuchas, they are misakit and milve al pei cannot be given chashim. So they were mafkia the shibut that the milve imposes upon the chosim. And in order to be given chashim, there has to be a shtar. So mele, it has to be shtar kinyan. So shtar also b'achoy, since by shtar matone, it's chas b'alme, so shtar matone does not have a chaliz din shtar kinyan. It can only have a chaliz din shtarai, but not a chaliz din shtar kinyan. So mele, it cannot be given from chos b'shvar. So then you'll ask, so monefshach, if it doesn't have a chaliz shem shtar kinyan, that's the reason as to why, according to the Rambam, Shtar Avoy also Bachoyis cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim, because in order to be gave from a chosim shabodim, it has to be shtakir, since the milva upe is not gave, and the milva bishtah, because of the kans chachomim, which is in the kuches, so mele it has to have a chalei shem shtakir, and the shtah osu b'achoyis, according to the second lotion, does not have a din of shtakir, only as shtarai, so it has a din of shtarai. So the mele ligabe shtobir my boy, it doesn't have to be shtakiyin, because shtobir my, even if we say it's not a choches daris, so it's a raya shtores, but in order that the shtar should be mivarer that the debt wasn't paid, all it has to be is to be shtarai and not shtakiyin. So the mele there is a takonis chachon in the shtar also ba'achoyis, even though goyim apostle ladies mele midrais, of course it doesn't have a chalei shem shtar, even shem shtarai, but midrabonon it has a chalei shem shtarai. But then you ask if it has a chalei shem shtarai, so mele should be given from chos mishubodim too. The answer is, according to Rambam, in order to be given from chos mishubodim, it has to have a chalei shem shtarai. Now we saw the Ramban in Bomitzie in the Gartner Meir. So Rameya says the shtachiv shein be'achayis nechosim, so cannot even be given nechosim nechayim. So Rashi says because since it cannot be, since there is no shibut, so then it cannot be shtakiyin. If it's not shtakiyin, so it's miksovim. It's miksovim. But the Rabbanon of Rameya achilik, and the Rabbanon hold that it's not miksovim because it's shtar. Is that some mele, the Rambam Shiti is that whenever there is in order for since the Chachomim or Misakim, that in Milva Alpe is not given Machoshish Bodim, only in Milva Bishtar, some mele, in order to be given Machoshish Bodim, the Shtar has to have a Chalei Shem Shtakiyin. And the Takanas Chachomim by Achoyes was only that it has a Chalei Shem Shtarayim, but not a Chalei Shem Shtakiyin. So that's why from the Chos Mishpodim it cannot be given. But, Shtob Yod my boy, you do say, but it's a Rayev Shtores, it's not a Choches Doris, but Mid Rabbonon it has a Chalei Shem Shtarayim also. Mashein King Savyode does not even have a Chalei Shem Shtarayim, just a ray of he does Baldin. Some mele he cannot say Shtob Yod my boy, because Ksav Yode he does not have a Chalei Shem Shtar altogether, because the Novi says because say Besefer v'chasein v'oideidi, Shtar means it has Eides. If he doesn't have Eides, if it was written by Ksav Yode, it's not a Shtar, it's not a Shtar King, and it's not a Shtar Ray. Then you ask, so why is he get by Ksav Yode kosher? So Rashi in Yom Loshin and the Rashbo says it because of the special Zerzakosa because of it. But in other stories, Savyod is not Shtar. Shtar has to have it. By get there is a special aloch of because of it. But in other stories, without Hedim, it's no Shtar. So it's not only this, it doesn't have a Chalishem Shtakiyan, it doesn't even have a Chalishem Shtaray. So Mimele you can't say Shtob Yod my boy, because Shtob Yod my boy is not a Choches Doris, it's the Bureau of Shtores. It has to have a Chalishem Shtaray. Mashein ki naosu ba'achoyes mid Rabbonon is Shtaray, it's not Shtakiyan, but Shtaray it is. Briefly, the Machleikes between the machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Rashbo on one end, Ligabei Ksav Yode. So the Balamoyer and the Rashbo say that the Leve is not Nemon to say Paraiti, because we still saw you're my boy. And the Rambam and the Ramban say that he is. The Rambam and the Ramban say that he's nemon to say paraiti. We don't say Shtob Yod my boy, because according to Boramoy and Rashbo, Shtob Yod my boy is a Choches Doris. According to the Rambam, it's the Ray of Shtores. The Ray of Shtores. So, Mimele, Ksav Yode is not a Shtarai, but שטר עושה באחויס, זה שטרי עושה מדרבן. זה שטרי עושה מדרבן. Now, I see the depth machle Shittis Rambam manifests itself in another halach in the Rambam, in Pirish Yodalit. Patuchas Maul Veleide. Now, there is a Gemara in Shvues. Now, if somebody produces Shtar Mikuyim, the Maul produces Shtar Mikuyim against the Leve, and the Leve says Poraiti, so it's not them on the same price, because Shtar will be holding my body. But the Leve has his host to tell the Maul, all right, you say you have a Shtar that I didn't pay yet, but I'm not going to pay you unless you take Ishwe. Even though there is a bill of Shtobi or my boy that it wasn't paid, but the Levek has his host to say to Bezen, I'm not going to pay unless the Malve takes Ishwe that I didn't pay. I say I paid. He says I'm lying. All right, I'm going to pay. But he has to swear that I didn't pay. He has his host to say, Ishtabel Lepratich. Now, so the Rambam mentions that Halacha, it's ignored in Shvuis. The Rambam mentions that Halacha in Pirish Gedalet, of Lucas Maul of Aleve, Halacha Gimel. Heitzi all of Shtar Mikuyim, Valeve Tein Veimer, Shtar Mizuyefu, Umeilam Likosafti Shtar Zeh, Oy Shetoan Shechiv Zeh Ribisu, Oy Avak Ribis, Oy Shetoan Shul Shtar Amone, Oy Shoma Kosafti Lili Lovisi, Call Chloe Shaldova Tain Tainer, Shim Hede Balashtaro Yashtar Bottle, Vamal Vaimid Bistor Vaimer Shizeshekar Tain, Vomar Aleve Yishoba Levi Yitel Harizem Achlake has been again. Yesh Mishahiro Shahai Balashtar Lashpia Kin Shapiro, Kimisha Toranol of Shapore, Virabi Sahiro Shalu Yishba, Avokoleu Atainis, Rabi Sahiro Shalu Yishba. שלא יש בה, אבל כל אלו התיינס לא יקול ממנו לבטל שטר מקויים אלא ישלם וכך ניתן על המלווה במה שירצה שאם ידע ירזלי ועם כופה יש בהסס ולזה די תנאי Now, it's a Gemara מפורשת that he, in regard to the Pirur of Shtobi of my boy the Leve has his host to demand that the Malve before he gets paid should take Ishvuye that I didn't pay. So there is a machlekes again. Does the Leve have the same schus to say that the shtar is mizuyef? Suppose the Malve produces a shtar mikuyim, but the Leve says it's mizuyef. How is mizuyef? It was authenticated by him. All right. You are such a big expert that you can forge a signature so well that people will think. The Gemara mentions such a story. When somebody forged the signature of one of the Maroim in Moronobas. So there are some game who say, just as the Leve is his host to say to the Malve, the producer, Ishtar Mikuyim, Ishtabli Praticho, he has his host to say, Ishtabli Drav Mizuyim. And the other game who say, no. He has his host to say to the Malve, Ishtabli Praticho, but he doesn't have his host to say to the Malve, Ishtabli the Lab Mizuyev. Because when he says it's paid, he doesn't claim that it's a forged star. So he doesn't contest the validity of the star. He just contests an external fact, whether it was paid or not. He doesn't say that it was forged. Some male years is forced. True, it's a bill, Shtar Biyod my boy, it's a bill. But the Leve still has a source. It's not such a strong bill that he should not even be able to demand that the Malve should take his shvuyah that it wasn't paid. Mashen came when the Leve is paying the shtar mikuyim is mizuyah, so he contests the genuineness of the shtar. So then he cannot force the Malve to swear that it was not forged. So, and that today is. The Rambam says, Daitinate. In other words, the Rambam is not 100% sure, but he is favorably disposed towards the Shitas Hagenim, that a Leve does not have the schus to demand of the Malve that he swear that he's not Muslim. Why? But he has a schus to force the Malve to swear that it wasn't paid. So if the Rambam Shita had been like the Shita of the Balamoyer and the Rashbo, the Chitobi of my boy is only a Chochet Dodis, it's not a Bureau of Torahs. So then, Deine Deine, just because the Gemara says that Leve can demand that the Malve swear that he didn't get paid, in other words, take his way, that it wasn't paid, even though there is a bill, that it wasn't paid without the shvuah, because you can say that's only a chochas dodis. So the Leve has his chus to demand another bill, a shvuah by the mouth. Mashim came where the Leve is staying is mizuyev, so then he's contesting the Rai of Shtores. So that he cannot demand that the Malve take his way. But, so if the Shittas HaRambam had been like the Balamoyer and the Rashbo, then we can understand as to why the Rambam is Neite, even though it's not sure, he is Neite Lidas HaGenim, that the Leve cannot demand that the Malve take his way, that the Shtar is not Muslim. Because he can only demand his way to establish something that is not inspired by the Rai of Shtores, to a extraneous, but to reconfirm something that is already confirmed for the Rai of Shtores, he doesn't have that source. Just as suppose Edim would be made by Peh, that it wasn't paid, so then would he be able to demand that he take his shvuyah that he wasn't paid? A bill of Edim does not have to be confirmed and corroborated by Shvuah of the Baldova. But since the Rambam Shita is that Shtobi or the Maiboye is not a Chochas Dodis, and that it's a Rai of Shtores, the Rambam Shita is that by Shtar of Ksav Yodei, so we don't apply the bill of Shtobi or the Maiboye. As far as the Chochas Dodis is concerned, you should be able to apply it. So it's a Rai of Shtores. And still the Gemara says, in regard to Porua, yes Porua, not Porua, that the Leve has his chus, so that means that the Leve has his chus to demand the Shvuah from the Malve if he contests the Rai of Shtores too. So why shouldn't he be able to demand that the Malve should swear that it's not Mizuyev? True, by claiming that it's Mizuyev, he's contesting he's attacking the whole Rai of Shtores, but when he says Porua, he also is contesting the Rai of Shtores. Obviously, even though the Shittas Rambam is that Shtar B'yod Maiboye is a Rai of Shtores, and the whole Rai by Shtar of Ksav Yodei, the Rai of Shtar B'yod Maiboye doesn't apply because there is no Shtar. But there is still a difference between the Rai of Shtores in regard that it's not Mizuyev and the Rai of Shtores in regard to the fact that it wasn't paid. Because as Reb Chaim says in that piece, that the Eidei Chsime, when they sign Ishtar, they are Eidei Hagode and the Gerishin and the Alvoyed, they are Eidei Hagode. Even though they themselves don't know whether the Alvoye will ever take place, because when they sign Ishta Alvoye, that's before the Alvoye, they don't know whether the Gerish will ever take place. Case Ishta Libala for Pishin Ishtime, Case Ishta Leva for Pishin Alvime. But that's the Exosakos of Shtores. And the Rai of Shtores is based upon the fact that there is a Balashta who produces the Shtar. So once the Isha produces the Shtar, then the Eidei Chsime become Eidei Hagode retroactively, as of the time of the signing, in a mysterious way. So they become Eidei Hagode and the Gerish. Mashinkin, that's Ligabe, the Gerish, the Alvoye. where the whole shtar is executed for that purpose, in order to make halfway, in order to make a yerushin. So it's not only the Eider Sine are the pure and the halfway, they are the agode and the halfway, they are the agode and the yerushin. But as far as yes, nifra, not nifra is concerned, the shtar is not executed in order that it should be surrendered upon Peroi. So then the Idachsim are only the Biro, but not the Agode. So in other ways, even though Shtar Biyon my boy is also a Raya of Shtaris, but they are only the Biro, but they are not the Agode, and that fact. So Mele, the Rambam says, L'Zet Aitin Eite, true, the Gemara says, that the Leves is chus to the men, that the Malva should take a Shvuya, that is lost, no Nifra, even though it's Shtaris the Karayi. So he's able to contest the Rai of Shtores and demand that the Rai of Shtores should be kavabovated by the Malve being required to take his way, that it was not Nifra. But the Leve does not have his host to attack the validity of the Rai of Shtores that he hears in the Agodesai. Only he can only attack, contest that Rai of Shtores that is does not inhere in the Agodas Haidim. But that Rai of Shtores that is inherent in the Agodas Haidim, like not Mizuyeh, because when Edim, that goes without saying, when Edim affix their signature to Ishtar because of Edim Achsum Ashtan Ashrach Rusum Bezin, and that's why in Midraise we don't even have to Mikhaim Ishtar. So that means that they are either agode and the fact that it's genuine. It's genuine. So Mele, the leader should have such a schus to contest the validity of the shtar that inheres in the agode sa'idim, that not. Not Torah does not inhere in the agode, it's not an integral part of the agode sa'idim. Yes, Torah, not Torah. How can you say that? I mean, that is. The shtar is not written for the purpose of serving as a raya that if the malve produces the shtar, so then it should be a raya that he didn't pay up the debt. So it's part and parcel of the bill of shtars, but they're not in the agode and the non-peroi, but and the non-mizuyev they are in the agode. So mimele he cannot contest the validity of the Rai of Shtores that is inherent in the Agodas Idersine. Only about yes peroin or no peroin, that is not part and parcel of the Agodas Idersine. All right, anyway, that will be enough for today. It's already after 2:00, so tomorrow I'll try to start the shiur early. Tomorrow is Friday, so start the shiur. So if you go over, I mean, just after Tana Rabbanon, just Tanu Rabbo, after Tanu Rabbo and Harezi Gita and Yoshua. Now up to the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, that's your testimony base. No song again. No son lo niyo cholok ve omar lo harei ze gitech mi goreshes chayshino en shemo ve milin kosmi. Now this is something that was only invented recently. Me milin, what's me milin? That's a kind of ink that is invisible, but if you use certain chemicals, so then it will emerge, the ACS will emerge. And it's used now in intelligence service. It's used in Israel in intelligence service. So there are many shilas about Shabbos. In other words, you write with an ink that makes it invisible. But when you treat it chemically, so then the ACS will emerge. So in the intelligence service, they send the code, you know. They send a letter which underpins, you know, it talks about form shall not be cast, and then beneath the signature they write in invisible ink, and then the one who gets it, he treats it chemically, and then the ACS emerge. So the Kochales in Neam, the Ochuvis, how about if somebody will write with that invisible ink on Shabbos? Does it involve any Sederais? It doesn't involve any Sederais. And I really don't know what bearing this Gemara has upon Shabbos. But anyway, they mentioned, I saw many Chuvis about it. But this is something that was only invented recently. But Gemara mentions it, like many other things that science didn't know, and Gemara mentions about it. Let's say, artificial insemination. So it's Gemara Chagige. Misabro Beambete. Okay, so that's one of those things, that people didn't know until recently. So suppose, so Shmuel says, Nosan lo niyocholok, the omar lo hareize giteich, migareshes. Suppose he gives her something, allegedly to get, he says hareize giteich. Then take a look at it, it's a blank piece of paper. So is migareshes. Chayshinon shemo milin kosin. Maybe he wrote it, after all, he said that is a gitter, and some emailer, maybe he wrote a whole get, but with invisible ink, and so the Gemara is the cash. Hashim Shemit, Mace. Now let's see the Rashi, is there any Rashi? Shem Nun Kosvei V'Nivliu, V'Amrinu Liu Kosvei Mitaye V'Apze Koshe. So that means that, oh no, let's see the Gemara. So, Meisve, Hareize Gitterach Natlosei, Vizokosi Liam, Oileye, Oilechol Dovo Ovet, Vichosa Voma Shtarpasimu, Shtaramonu, Shtarpasi means an appeasement star. In other words, not to appease the person. In other words, Reuven gives his star to Shimon, and in that star he mentions that Shimon lent him $1,000. But Sleidum Velaya, Shimon didn't lend me a penny. But he's a friend of Shimon, and Shimon asked me a favor. Listen, I have to do a shidduch with my daughters. I want to appear as a very rich man. So if you give me that star, so then I'll be able to show the child, you see what kind of a man I am. I'm a rich man, a generous man. I lend people money and everyone. But it's Lidum Velia, so that's called Shtar Pasi. In order to appease Reuven, to show that he has goodwill towards Reuven, so then he gives him a Shtar Pasi. In other words, a Shtar Pasi means that the whole Agode is not true. That's what it means. It's a shekel. That's what it simply means. It's not true. There is no alvoya, nothing. Just a make-believe shtar. Just pass. What is shtar amone? Shtar amone is also not true, but it's degrees. Shtar amone means that he really thinks maybe he will lend him money in the future, but he doesn't know. So he gives him a shtar. And he says, I trust you, you're an honest man. So if I don't lend you money, after all, let's say Shimon has to go overseas. And Reuven wants a loan for him. So he gives him a shtar. In case it does materialize, then he will use the shtar. If it doesn't materialize, so he relies on him, the Torah that he trusted him. So the Sarashove between Shtar Pasim and Shtar Amone is, it's not true. Shtar Pasim means completely not true. It's not going to be true. And Shtar Amone, it's not true as of now, but maybe it will be true. But as of the time when the Edim signed it, it was not true. So suppose Hareize Gitech, Pinot Losev Zorkos Elian, Oilei, then he said Hareize Gitech, and we don't know what was written in it, but he said that is a gitech. So Then, the moment she received the get, she throws it into the yam or into the fire. Then he said, "No, I just fooled you." And I said, "Arizi gitech, I didn't give you a get. I gave you shtar pas. I gave you shtar amon. Chaza oma shtar pas mu shtar amon umigrashes. V'loy kol imenu leisa. In other words, he's not nemon tasa. Not a nemon tasa. Since he said Arizi gitech, so he presumed that was a get. Then he says that it was a shtar pasim. He has no nemonis to asa. Time had he kicks up. So it's mashma from this braise. Only, in other words, hareze giteich, and it wasn't read, but everybody saw that it had kicks up. But we didn't read the contents of it. Then he says, "No, it was exal, but it said something else. He's not nemon. But suppose if he says arize giteich, and then everybody sees, they didn't see it's a blank piece of paper. So then she's not migrashes, because if the aloch is that even when everybody sees it's a blank piece of paper, we still have to assume." That maybe it's written with the invisible ink. So the Braise could have mentioned the bigger chiddush. The Braise could have mentioned Hareize Giteich, Viro Shehu Niyocholok. So then he says it's in Yocholok. So it's not Nemon. Why? Because we have to presume. After all, he said that he's a giteich. What is he, crazy or something? This is kashen, mayachateise. So this gives to Utsi. So in other words, but on the surface it appears that since he says that he's a giteich, some mele, we take it for granted that he gave her a get, even if it wasn't read. So one second, even if it wasn't read by the aid in the get. So we'll soon see the thing. So even if it wasn't read, the get. So we take it for granted that it was a get. So you should have mentioned, the price should have mentioned the bigger chiddush. Even if they didn't see it's a blank piece of paper, but they heard him say, Arizi giteich. So we have to assume it was written with invisible ink. So he doesn't tell us that would be a much bigger chiddush than the chiddush that is mentioned in the case where the Eidim see it, it's written, but they don't know what is written. And he says, Shtar Pasim was written, Shtar Amone was written. So he's not Nemon. Why doesn't the Braise mention even a bigger chiddush? The answer is, that is not so. So it's a kashe against Shmuel. Time di kiksav, hola kiksav loi. Now let's see the Rashi. Shtapasim, shtapiyusim, shimu chavire yavi, mamini shiich tvolas mishtachayim, kdi shiir osh, shtaramone shikese tluvi shulilovo, veminu lulim limalve, shalu idbenu olim kin yuvenu, umosa leis ashtar. Leis chom shumishte, hola kiksav loi di bin yocholok, Namamrim Migreshes, Mel the Tanner Salashmin, Dafal Gavdle Akrine, Igite Haviloi, Kim Domalo Gitehu, Hotabay, Sue, Umazkin Gitu, Vimbu Holok, be a Holok Namis, Lashmin Rebusi, Sayote, in your Holok. So you are like the Terrets, Kiomar Shmuel. When does Shmuel say that we assume that it is? It was written with invisible ink, and she's considered migreshes only in the case the batkin of maya dinare. So, in other words, if we treated it with chemicals, so then we have to assume that it was written with invisible ink. So she's migreshes. So the Gemara is the kashe. I polit polit monefshach. So, in the polytlafum, suppose we do treat it with chemicals, and then the ACS of the get emerge, and then it's written like a regular get, Ariat Materas Lacholodom, and so on. So if it's polyte, the ACS emerge after treating it with certain chemicals, so polyte, fine, but we lay polyte. And Shmuel says, under all circumstances, and then the Gemara says, and even if the ACS did emerge, so what kind of a raya is it that at the time of the Nesina date emerged, we repolit my have a hash through the polit. First the Gemara says, if it's not polit, so then how can she be considered migrations? And then the Gemara says, but even if it is polit, when you treat it with chemicals, maybe as a result of treating it with chemicals, the ACS of the get emerged. But at the time when she received it, so then... There were no ACS. So maybe she shouldn't be migrations. So we see a big chiddush here. It's a chiddush. I mean, not that it's difficult, but like this we could argue, suppose a Baal writes a get with invisible ink and he gives it to the Isha while, and at the time she gets it, so the ACS are still Balua, they didn't emerge, so she's not Migrashis. No, we don't say, what difference does it make, as long as there are ACS that could emerge, so even though at the time of the Nesina he didn't emerge, she's Migrashis, the answer is no. A shtar means that it has ACS. What ACS? ACS that are visible. Suppose the ACS are microscopic and they can only be read through a microscope. Well, that is not mentioned in this Gemara. You could argue, if it could be read through a microscope, then it means it is visible. But I don't think that something that can only be seen by a microscope is not considered with. Just as the Hashulchan says, Ligabe, how are we allowed to drink water? There are all kinds of bacteria, and then there is Isaiah. There is Isaiah about that. The Isaiah says that Rav Shimon ben Yochai had a certain shviferes that is a microscope. So he looked at a drop of water that he took from the yam through the shviferes. So he saw so many bries. So he said, "Morabu masachadishem." That means a microscope. So the Or HaShulchan says the answer is when the Torah answers insects, it's only visible insects. But invisible insects are not considered as insects. The Torah was not given to Albert Einstein and to all the scientists of the 20th century and of the 21st century. The Torah was given for all the generations, Atzif Kladeris, whether he's a big scientist, not a big scientist. So when the Torah asks an insect, so it's an insect that can be seen. But an insect that could not be seen, only through a microscope that magnifies it. Not us. I think the same thing would be true, even though from this Gemara there is no Raim or Chachas. Suppose it's possible, you see, invisible ink could not even be seen through a microscope. Because if it could be seen through it could be seen in a microscope, but only by treating it with chemicals, so it's still mechusar a certain mice. But even if it could be seen by looking at it through a microscope, it's mistaba. It's not considered to get the noises. Just because through a microscope you can see them is noisy. Certainly in the case where they could only be emerge as a result of treating it b'mayadinara with chemicals, so then it's not a get. So this is what Gemara says. So I saw some tshuvas they write about writing with invisible ink, so it's not melacha d'orais. This Gemara, I don't know what bearing this Gemara. Here it's a question of shtar. Shtar has to have visible ACS. In our way, it's not a shtar. It's not a shtar. But maybe my succeed is. But I think it's mistaber that it doesn't involve melacha d'oraisa because it's certainly not more than klachayat. It's the derech k'sive b'kach. It's not the derech k'sive. True, it's the derech k'sive for those who are in the intelligence service. So they do things that are not Achshuve. They do all kinds of things that is Klachayad. But it's not the regular way of writing, so it's not the Achshuve. So I suppose it's Mishtaber that it doesn't involve Melacha D'Oraisa. Not because of this Gemara. This Gemara is only a Raya that it's not a Shtar. It's no Raya Ligabi Ma'isek Sivi. Ma'isek Sivi it is.
If when he wrote it, it was visible and then it turned invisible when it gave it to her. Before he gave it to her, that was invisible. But Bishas, the actual Ksivas Hashtar was visible.
So then it's not okay either.
Why?